This July, the state will launch a high-powered radio network that will reach 95% of Wisconsin and let local governments communicate across farther distances. It's taken more than 5 years and $17 million of federal Homeland Security funding to complete. Another project used Homeland Security dollars to buy new radio equipment for more than 180 local emergency response agencies around the state. Tammy Jackson is a spokeswoman for the Office of Justice Assistance. She says federal funds are vital to Wisconsin's homeland security.
Flooding, tornadoes, port security breaches, bridge collapses, nuclear events, snowstorms, wildfires, factory explosions, bomb threats, hazmat spells, public health emergencies. All of those things are possible in Wisconsin. And Homeland Security dollars have been the reason that response capacity and preparedness has been improved for events just like those.
Wisconsin currently gets about $10 million a year of Homeland Security funding for its grant program. Since 2003, more than $200 million have been distributed at the state and local levels for things like emergency training and updated equipment. But the federal 2011 budget would cut that in half. And the federal 2012 budget could have that again, dropping the state's available Homeland Security grant dollars to $3 million or less. The cost of operating and maintaining the new radio network will be the state's responsibility. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.